So this means we can get match day vlogs back then.
We can get match day vlogs
back. We're going to have to see if we can get things like GoPro on the goal. Oh, mate, we can get everything. First and foremost, it's about what goes on at the pitch. Like I say, I need to help Wrexham get over the line. And that is the big thing. Hello, everybody. I have got some big, big news for you today, because 9 months after I retired from professional football, I have gone and gotten the gloves out of the garage. I've blown the dust off and blown the dust off the boots because I've signed for a football team, haven't I, Tom?
Mate, this is a big one.
This
is a busy couple of days.
Yeah, it has.
Time has come.
So we're going to tell you exactly how it came about, how it happened, the whole process of the thing. First of all, I've got to say I'm double excited. Like, I'm a little bit nervous, I think, but I'm double excited. It's a short-term deal that I've signed. It is basically till the end of the season. There's 8 games left, and hopefully I can help get us over the line and get us into the league, football league.
Well, there's a couple of things, because I didn't think you'd be tempted out of retirement.
And we haven't even said who we're signing for yet, by the way.
Am I playing as well?
Oh, no, you're not signing for them. You're definitely not signing.
Thank you.
I've seen you play football. You're definitely not going to be signing.
Yeah, definitely not.
Okay, the cat is probably out of the bag by now, and you all know who it is, but I have signed a short-term deal for Wrexham AFC until the end of the season. Like I say, they've got 8 games left. We're currently 3 points clear. We've got a game in hand. Notts County are kind of on our tails a little bit. Hopefully, if I can sign, get us over the line, boom, job done. Sweet as a nut. That is the best case scenario.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it all came about this week, didn't it? And I'll be honest, I was thinking it'd have to be something pretty spectacular or unique to get you out of retirement, because we spoke about Newcastle, and that was an incredible offer.
Yep.
There's been a couple of Premier League teams since where there's been opportunities. And this one with Wrexham is really kind of, I guess, perked your enthusiasm. Is that the word?
Or it perked my interest more than anything, mate. So
piqued your interest.
I've played for Wrexham before. 2005 was when I was at Wrexham. I think it was a 3-month loan deal from Stoke City. We ended up getting to the LDV Vans final, which is like the lower league trophy. Is it called the Johnston's Paint Trophy now?
I think it is.
Like that. Anyway, we got to the final. We won that. Beat Southend 2-0 in the final at the Millennium Stadium. It was Juan Ugarte and I'm going to say maybe Darren Ferguson.
Correct.
Was it? 2-0, yeah. It was 2-0.
Juan Ugarte,
what a player, mate. He was a baller, by the way. He could score a goal and a half. Yeah. He scored 5 in one game once, actually. So, yeah, it was 2005, last time I was at Wrexham. So I kind of know the club a little bit. It reminds me a little bit of when I re-signed for Watford 4.5 years ago. Yep. Because I'd been at Watford previous, it makes it so much easier to come there. You know, the goalie unfortunately got injured last week. He was playing in the AstroTurf, done his knee ligaments. Absolute nightmare for him. But he's out for the rest of the season. So almost instantaneously, I have been tagged in so many tweets and Instagram posts saying, come on, Fozzie, please, one last roll of the dice. Just give it a go. Get us over the line. And I didn't really think anything of it. I won't lie to you. So that injury happened to the goalie on Saturday. We're recording this podcast on the Wednesday, and I am literally going to be going down to training tomorrow morning, doing my first training session, signing on the dotted line, and that's it. Negotiations. Let's go through the process of how it worked, basically. So, like I say, today's Wednesday. We first heard about it yesterday from goalkeeping super agent Richard Lee, right?
So Richard Lee, we've got previous with. Let's roll back all the way to way back then.
Okay.
Right, so Richard Lee is goalkeeper super agent. Like, this is a compliment. The dorkiest dork when it comes to goalkeeping and stats and numbers.
He's your boy.
Which is why he's the best.
Exactly that.
Right, so if there's a goalkeeper you don't know about,
worth knowing about. Yeah, he knows absolutely everybody. The details and data and all that he goes into is outrageous, isn't it? He's told us about the lengths he goes to. On a Saturday, he's watching 12 different screens.
Yeah.
He has literally got 12 different screens in front of him.
Spreadsheets.
Spreadsheets, data, details, goalkeeper info. He knows absolutely everybody.
And Rich used to be your number two at Watford.
Yeah.
In 2004.
Six-ish, seven.
Well, let's look at it. So you were on loan at Wrexham in 2004 and 2005.
Yeah.
It's not fair to say it was the absolute catalyst for your career.
Yeah, it was a springboard. It was the start of my career. That was it. Because off the back of that season, I got the move to Manchester United, and the rest is history. Went straight out on loan to Watford. We got promoted to the Premier League with Watford. And then that Premier League season, Rich was my number two goalkeeper. So I've got a really good relationship with him anyway. So anytime anybody needs a goalie and they might can't, my name might be thrown about, he will always jump on the phone and go, Fozzie, I've got a team, maybe interested, what are you saying? And most of the time for me, it's a, nah, not really, mate. Don't work, it's too far away, it's this, I don't, you know what I mean, that's just the way it is. But this came through yesterday and he said along the lines of basically, Ben, Wrexham, what are you thinking? The goalie's out for the rest of the season, would you be interested? And my initial reaction was, I think I would. I think I actually would do that. Obviously, Wrexham, they're top of the league, like I said earlier, they're 3 points clear, they've got a game in hand, they're so desperate to get back to the Football League, and it's where they belong as well. A team like Wrexham, obviously the recent history, obviously with Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney taking over, they've obviously got a lot of backing now. They've got a much better infrastructure than most of the teams in non-league.
The budget's really good,
and but their history before that, they've always been a Football League team. They deserve to be back in the Football League, yeah. And they're so close now. They are, like I said, they've got 8 games left. They're so close. They just need to get over the line. So, yeah, Wrexham, do you fancy it? And I was, yeah, I think I do, to be honest with you.
It's a bit of a different challenge for you as well, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure,
I think it would be remiss of us not to say it comes with some opportunity for you,
yeah.
For me, for the business.
Yeah, for the
company,
for the business, yeah,
so
for
like,
sure.
If you could genuinely, hand on heart, say, what is the perfect football team for me in the world to sign for right now with what the club are doing and what you're personally doing, it's Wrexham.
I thought you were going to say Real Madrid. No, yes, Wrexham. That's what I meant too. Yeah, it's Wrexham. No, it is, for sure. It absolutely works. It does. It just works. I know I can drive it. It's about an hour and a half away, hour sometimes from my house. I spoke to the manager, actually. So this is how it works. So Richard Lee got in touch. I'm a free agent, obviously, so there's no transfer fees, nothing like that to worry about. And he said, I said, yeah, I'm interested. He said, all right, cool. I'm going to give the manager a ring and I'll tell him that you're interested. He might want to talk to you. Okay?
So this is Phil Parkinson,
So Phil Parkinson, who is the manager. So I said, yeah, brilliant, great. We'll set up a Zoom call and we'll have a conversation. Phil Parkinson, by the way, what a guy, isn't he? Just the salt of the earth, down to earth, proper old school
manager. He's a football man.
A real football man. But more importantly, it's the bloke. I saw the man that he was and is, and the way he speaks and his values, and he just seems like a really, really lovely man. So had a conversation with him for 20 minutes, half an hour. That basically went along the lines of, so Ben, how's your body feeling? Like, are you keeping yourself fit? Are you trim? Do you actually think you'll be able to do it? Do you know what I mean? It's only 8 games, but do you think your body would hold up? Fortunately, like I say, I have been looking after myself. I'm doing a bit of running. I'm always on the bike anyway. I'm in the gym doing this, that, and whatever. So I'm thinking, yeah, you know, I think I should be okay. My body feels pretty good. I've got no injuries, no creaks and all. But don't get me wrong, my back's always creaking. But I feel all right. I feel like physically I'll be up to it. And he said, listen, one funny thing he did say was, he said, listen, this is non-league we're talking about here, Ben, okay? He says, don't get me wrong, we're Wrexham and we're one of the best teams in non-league, but it's still non-league. So your expectations need to be at a certain level, okay? Because we're not playing on these absolutely beautiful, pristine pitches. We're playing away at York City.
And the changing rooms, the facilities.
All that. And I said, Phil, mate, listen, you've got the wrong guy. I'm not fussed about any of that kind of stuff. I don't need any glitz or glamour. I don't need all the nice shiny sparkly bits. I said, once I know what it is, and I know what it is, that'll do me. I'm in my head, that's just, you deal with what's in front of you there and then, and that's for me is what it is. I said, I'm a very low maintenance player. I don't need too much love or attention. Just wheel me out, I'll get on with it, sweet as a nut.
I think interestingly though, because there's a huge fanfare around Ryan Reynolds, Rob McElhenney, which will provide some opportunity for us, but obviously with yourself. So you've got the channel, the podcast, the football fill-in.
So this means we can get match day vlogs back then?
We can
get match day vlogs back. We're going to have to see if we can get things like GoPro on the goal.
GoPro on the goal.
Oh, mate, we can get everything.
This changing will be, room cam.
This will be the beauty of it. You get to see it at a non-league level, up close, what it really looks like. And this is another thing that I'm really interested in doing as well. First and foremost, it's about what goes on at the pitch. Like I say, I need to help Wrexham get over the line. And that is the big thing for
me. That was one of the first things I think you and Phil said to each other, wasn't it? Like, forget everything.
And forget the podcast. Forget the Cycling GK channel. First and foremost. So... I don't know if you know this about me, but I am a very competitive person. Pathetically competitive, aren't I, really?
It makes you unlikable at times,
Yeah, unlike- yeah, it's true. It's true. Yeah, I have. I've got this. Yeah, if it's a competition, I'm in, mate. I am in, and I'm elbowing you out of the way if I have to. I'm sorry, I have to do it. But that is what I am about. So if I am signing up for 8 games, I will give that 8 games every single bit that I've got. Yeah. Every bit that I've got left in my body, I'll go and do it. So yeah, like I say, it's... so that had that conversation with him, and then it basically gets to the point of negotiating a contract. And obviously, you've got to expect that being non-league, it's not going to be anywhere near kind of like Premier League money or anything that. And to be perfectly honest, I don't really need much anyway. So the negotiations, quite honestly, took about 5 minutes, didn't they?
It was the
easiest conversation in the world. The with regards to like wages and all that kind of stuff, like I say, it's a short term deal. It's about a 6 week deal, isn't it? Wages wise, it's literally peanuts. I said literally, I don't want much. I like pay for my travel, pay for if I need to stay in a hotel. That's about it, really. That's all I really want from it. The part of it for me is to try and help the team. Get them over the line, get promoted. And that's what it is. Is seeing Wrexham back in the Football League is the best bit for me. Because I've got some good memories there. And I do owe a lot to Wrexham, honestly.
Absolutely, I really do.
You said at the beginning, it was the catalyst for my career. It was the springboard. That was the opportunity I got to go out and play first team football, proper first team football, and showcase what my abilities were. And that's it. I never looked back since then.
Yeah, it would be a lovely, lovely way to... I think this is probably fair to say this is the last dance, isn't it?
I
don't know. You're 40 next week.
I know. Listen to how pathetic this is, though. So once the negotiations have been agreed, all that, again, I gave Phil Parkinson another ring and I said, "Hi, mate, listen, got some good news. Everything's been agreed. It's all good. Like, absolutely perfect. What are the logistics from here on out?" And he said, "Okay, it's Wednesday. Is there any chance you can come to the training ground this afternoon and just do a bit of goalkeeping, something like that?" I actually had a bit of work on this afternoon. I was like, mate, I literally can't. I've got a bit of work on. I said, but what I have got at home is I've got one of these ball launchers. And I don't know if you know what these ball launchers are, but they are so good, aren't they?
They're unbelievable.
You feed it with a football and it will shoot it out wherever you want
it's
it to
mechanical,
shoot out.
Isn't it? Yeah. It's got like these two big rubber wheels on and it fires the ball
up to like 90, 100 mile an hour or something like that. It's ridiculous. And I've got one in my garage that me and my son use all the time in the garden.
And it was like a bunch of kids in the office, so it was like deal agreed all back to Fozzie's house,
yeah, boom,
and let's fire up this ball launcher,
let's just whack some balls at him
and muller the balls at 80 mile an hour. I can't lie, mate, I was quite impressed.
I was catching also. I'm diving around. So this is what I said to Phil. I said, but listen, I have got some AstroTurf at home. I have got this ball launch. I've got a load of Premier League balls. I'll just welly a load of balls at myself. And I'll just get my body conditioned a little bit. Because it's always the first few days of training that will hurt your body the most because you're just not used to diving around and stuff. So went in the garden. We had about, half hour, 45 minute session of me catching a load of balls and diving to my right, diving to my left, and big like full stretch, all that kind of stuff. And anyway,
is that all it is for you, is conditioning? Because are you still confident that 9-10 months later the autopilot, that muscle memory, just kicks in? So it's almost like you're more not worried, but there's more thought that will go into training than match day.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, I know match day takes care of itself. It's always has done for me anyway. As soon as a match kicks off, I literally go into autopilot and I know how to deal with things and I read situations and you judge it. Maybe it might take a few games to get your sort of bearings back a little bit, maybe. But it's just about getting that sort of match sharpness back and getting that real rapid sort of when somebody like instinctively volleys one at you and you've got to go woof and lift your head up, lift your body up, get your hands in position, all that. That's the bit that just take it, for me, it always has done. Even when I've had real long injuries, I'm talking like 6 month, 9 month layoffs where I've had a massive injury and you don't really get to catch a ball for the best part of 5 or 6 months. it's always that last little bit. But for me, it comes back fairly quickly. It really, really does. I know that for 2 or 3 days of training, it will come back pretty sharp.
That's amazing. And I've got to ask you, even though I know, but have you spoke to the boys yet? Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney?
No, but apparently, I'm checking my phone all the time. I've got it down here. Apparently, he's going to be giving me a call later today.
Ryan?
Ryan, yeah. Apparently, Ryan's going to be giving me a little call later
today. Ryan
Super, Ryan Reynolds. Boy. Mate, Van Wilder, right? Oh. So, Van Wilder, Party Liaisons, is one of my favourite films of all time, right? Yeah. I have watched this film, no joke, about 50 times. It's one of my go-tos. Like, if back in the day when I was in the hotels with football and stuff, if I need a go-to comedy movie, and I always go to comedy movies, it would have been Van Wilder. I absolutely love this guy. So I'm buzzing to talk to him later for one, but buzzing to play for his team and, like I say, try and help them get over the line as well. It's exciting though, mate. Yeah. It is. It's absolutely bonkers.
What do you make of what Rob and Ryan have done so far? Because obviously they've got a good budget, but it feels like they've gone about things the right way, doesn't it?
Oh, without doubt. When we were talking to Phil Parkinson about it, he honestly could not have said any nicer things about the way that they've done it, the way they are as people, human beings, the way they run it as a business. He was like, listen, like we ask them for stuff and they deliver it the next day, no matter what it is. If we need a new bit of medical equipment, if we need a new nets, new goals, new footballs, new equipment, new gear, it's there. It's done. There's never, ever a problem about it. He says, listen, we don't expect the world. We don't want too much stuff. But at this level, normally it's a process. You'd have to wait weeks, months for payments to come in and money to be available. He says, these guys are on it all the time. Yeah. And he says, they are so prevalent at the football club as well. They're always there. Apparently, he's flying in.
Him and Rob are coming in apparently, for York at home on Saturday.
Exactly, yeah. So the game we've got on Saturday actually is at home at Wrexham at the racecourse ground against York City. And they're both flying in for the game. And they're there all the time. Like they are, it's not like a plaything. It's genuinely not like a plaything. They are into this. They are doing it properly. They want to be a part of it. They love the way the community is set up. They want to be part of it. So they're at the game. I think they're at probably one or two games every single month.
I think they come over in like in blocks, don't they? Yeah, and do it. Blocks, I mean, that was interesting because obviously with this going on, I've revisited the documentary this week just get a feel for it again. And you can tell they're in it for the long haul.
Oh, proper. Yeah, I'm going to have a little watch of the documentary tonight as well. Just sort of refresh myself on the names. Because I've seen it all like everybody else. But they're going to be my teammates. So tomorrow, when I go into training, I'm going to be like, all right, I've got to meet 25 new blokes again. Do you know what I mean? And befriend them all and get on with them all and stuff. And it's easy. It's a doddle. Like, I'm just looking forward to getting out there on the training pitch first thing and being with the goalkeepers in that little unit again. That's the bit that I've missed, that I won't lie. That is, don't get me wrong, the matches I've missed for sure because you get that adrenaline buzz. But when you go out for training and you're in that little goalie unit, the goalkeeper union, you're in that little unit and there's me, there'll be another couple actual goalies, you'll have the goalie coach and you'll just be all talking rubbish. You watch this on the telly last night, you see this, you do, what do you do, like all that. That's the bit that I like because you catch a few balls, you have a little chat. You catch a few balls, you have a little chat. I love it. I'm looking forward to it tomorrow.
Listen, they're obviously National League, so a lot of the players have had good experience in the Football League.
Yeah.
Do you think, with the ownership there, they're used to having two Hollywood megastars about, do you think there'll be a bit of chatter of, oh, Ben Foster's coming in, I wonder if he's a div or...
Yeah, guaranteed.
What's the chatter going
to
be like?
I'd like to think, so I know, well, I've spoke to Mark Howard a little bit, who's one of the goalkeepers, who's got his own podcast, really good podcast as well, actually. I've spoke to him a little bit, so I agreed a while ago to go and actually do a podcast for him. But I know, obviously, he's a sound bloke, but I'd like to think that they might have seen a few of my videos or got a bit of a gist or maybe even listened to a podcast and could see or hear or tell that I'm not an absolute plonker.
I would love it if you came in the building yesterday and someone was like, who are you? Are you the new guy? Are you the new guy?
That don't bother me. Honestly, that don't bother me. I don't expect people to know me or blow smoke up my arse.
No, but they don't know who you are.
No,
of course
but I don't care, honestly. I don't need no special attention. I don't need no anything. I don't need looking after. I love looking after my own self. I do. Yeah. So and it'll be fine.
Mate, do you know what the thing is for me? Match day vlog is back.
Match day vlogs are
match
back,
day
baby.
Vlog is I back. Know. I can't wait to get to the games. Like, just film the crowd enjoying
reaction,
themselves. Hopefully, some reactions of goals, getting in that famous pub by the ground.
Oh, no, it's going to be lovely, isn't it?
Are you going to come into the pub after the ground for a
pint? Without doubt, mate. Well, yeah. I am straight in that.
Do you know what?
I
do remember.
You can drive me home anyway.
Yeah, all right. I'll just have the one.
Yeah.
I do remember, actually, it was when you were a kid at Watford.
Yeah.
And do you remember in the early days?
The pub at the top of Vicarage Road.
What was it called? The pub at the top of the Vic?
The Hornet's Nest.
It could have been. I can't remember what it was. That was the one that Paddy got chucked out. Yeah.
We don't talk about Paddy Pimblett. We don't talk about Paddy the Baddy.
We do. We love him. But yeah, I remember like the first few games you were on loan at Watford, you'd come into the pub.
Yeah.
And meet your brothers, your dad, and everyone else, and us. And you'd have a pint with us. But after two or three games, you're like,
I can't. It was just carnage because word would get about that I was coming in there
all
the time.
And you'd have a shandy, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, yeah, you may as well. You just played a game, you deserve it. But yeah, you would just get absolutely mullered. But sorry, we'll have a nice time. I'm looking forward to it. It's been, like I say, I was there in 2005. What's that, 18? Best part of 18 years. It's funny how football comes around.
Mate,
isn't it?
It's mad, really, because a lot of players won't get 10-year career.
No, I know.
And in 18 years later. So how are you feeling about it?
Yeah, buzzing. Absolutely buzzing. Like I say, I know once I've got a training session under my belt tomorrow, I know I'll be golden. I know it. I'll be looking forward to it. There's always that question of, do you think you can do it? Do you think you do it? But I know I can. It's absolutely fine. It's sweet as a nut. You stop the ball going in the back of the net. And then if you can't do that, just shout at everybody else. It's sweet as a nut.
Yeah. Well, you've done you well so far, hasn't it? And then you think, so there's 8 games left, 3 points clear with a game in hand. If it wasn't for Notts County, Wrexham would have absolutely...
They ran away with it.
Yeah, but like Wrexham have won 4 out of the last 5 and drawn 1. Knox County lost their last game, but we do have 10th of April, which is the Easter
period.
Monday, you've got Notts County at
home. That's a big one.
That's a big game.
6-pointer. That could be the one that if we can win that game, if we can keep up the good form before then, win that game, that's the one that could put it to bed. It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. And have you got gloves, boots? I mean, what's the thing?
I've got in my garage at home, I've got basically a crate of all my old boots and gloves and stuff like that. So I've had to actually, when we went back earlier today and you were willying some balls at me with the ball launch, I had to dust the gloves off, dust the boots off. They're absolutely fine. They're sales, mate. Come on, they're quality goalkeeping gloves. Quality latex is what they are. Like, they last forever. So, I've got everything good to go. Just looking forward to it, to getting started.
There you go. So that's your news.
That's the news. It's good, isn't it?
Looking forward to it, mate.
Cheers, everybody. That's your lot. I hope you enjoyed it. I know it was a short one, but that's how it is.
This emergency podcast, breaking news.
I know. I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna get my feet up because I know that in the next few days I'm gonna be stiff. It'll be sweet as a nut, though. As always, see you soon.
Up the Fozcast. Thanks everybody for watching. We hope you enjoyed the latest episode of the Fozcast. Don't forget to give us a follow on Spotify. Up the Fozcast.